This is Outspoken, the podcast that's not afraid to say exactly what you're thinking.
Our names are Amy, Kate and Sophie Torber. We're identical triplets, but we often don't have identical opinions. So sometimes things can get heated.
Outspoken covers all things reality TV, influencers, entertainment and issues facing women.
That is so fetch.
Thank you.
Happy Friday and welcome back to another episode of Outspoken. Now, this week, I could not have agreed more with Brooke Hogan. She went on her Instagram story and said that she's got no idea what to wear anymore because she's basically been wearing activewear for the last year and she's got no idea what's going on in fashion anymore. This is what she had to say.
Having a moment, I think, where all I've worn for basically the past year is activewear every single day, that I actually don't know in terms of style what suits me anymore, and I'm really struggling with pants and shoes. I usually love high-waisted, like flared, but then they look weird with boots, but then I don't have any straight leg pants that I like, and then I have no shoes to wear other than runners because my boots look weird. I'm really struggling, guys. And I'm not sure if it's just like fashion or if it's the fact that I've been so reliant on activewear that I've just completely lost touch with what's cool.
Yeah, well, the lockdowns have completely screwed me over, but also so has working from home for 4 years, Sophie, because we are really lucky to wear track pants every day to work if we wish to. Well, I don't actually wear track pants. I wear tights, Amy, to work. I don't know. You're a very big tracksuit person. But I could not agree more with their sentiment about trying to find boots that go with flares or the new mum jeans because I was getting ready for a meeting and I bought these new nice boots and I was so excited to wear them with my new jeans. And I literally look like a pirate or something trying to – they just look ridiculous and you've got to wear white shoes with them. But then I feel like that's unprofessional to wear to a meeting.
Yeah, I feel like it's either sneakers or high heels that look good with some of those new flared pants or oversized pants. It's like, I'm not wearing high heels to
work. They're not really made for winter either, are they? Because you've got this slight bit of your ankle that's poking out.
Do you know what you've got to do, Sophie? You've just got to wear skinny jeans because you can wear boots with skinny jeans. You can wear sneakers with skinny jeans.
But they're uncomfortable. I cannot bring myself to wear uncomfortable pants. I have to, I mean, as soon as I get home from work, I either get into tights or my pajamas. And literally, I've been wearing the daggiest pair of ripped jeans to work. It's actually disgusting. They're like 5 years old and falling apart. But they're the most comfortable because they're low rise.
Now, I'm not trying to name drop here, but we actually do a bit of work with Callum Hand from MasterChef. And it was pretty funny because we had to be at this shoot that was really early in the morning. It was a bit of a marketplace. Tour for our client Pick a Local, and basically I just chucked my mum jeans on, and I'm renowned for never having socks that match. Anyway, I had two different socks on, and they're not the cool socks that go below the sneakers. They were the ones that just go above and you look like a dork.
So you had one sock that was like an ankle sock. Yeah. And then you had one sock that was a higher sock.
Yeah. So it looked like an absolute mess. Anyway, Callum was standing there and I went up to order something at the cafe. And he said, oh, are your ankles cold in those? I can see your socks poking out. And I just wanted the floor to swallow me at that point because
but this is what I don't get. Aren't those long socks now in, Amy? Because you were trying to rock some sort of high Nike socks with tights on a walk. I have seen Sarah's Day doing that in a new activewear shoot. Is that in? Because I wouldn't even know.
Well, it's apparently in, and the only reason I bought them was because I kept wearing these penguin bed socks around on our walks.
Oh, that wasn't a good
and
look.
Sophie said I looked so bad that I thought, well, if I buy these Nike long socks, at least I'm kind of in fashion. But I've got to say, on Brooke's comments, she actually looks really good in her activewear, and I just look like a complete bum.
Yeah, that's the thing. There is a real difference between like a nice set of activewear and just the shit that like the mismatched shit that you wear.
My issue is that I'm not one of those people that look clean. Now, I don't know. I'm obviously not a mum, but I feel like mums could relate to the feeling of not looking clean because, I mean, they probably have vomit all over their clothes. I instead have makeup. So all of my collars have foundation or powder or something on it. So I go out of the house
and just look unclean.
Well, that's like because we've had, you know, the lockdown, and I feel like, as Brooke has said, everyone's been wearing activewear for the past year and a half. It was so funny. The other day I wore jeans in front of Dale and I just had a normal hoodie on, and he's like, looking good. I was like, I've literally made no effort. So maybe that's the only positive thing, yeah, that when you actually do make a slight effort, people notice.
Well, jeans now is an effort. It really is.
You can never have enough hats, gloves and shoes.
Chloe's app is called out Outspoken, as well as gossip pages and articles, for putting her down. On Tuesday night, the Gold Coast-based influencer shared a lengthy post on Instagram where she invited followers who didn't align with her to unfollow her. Kate, do you think Chloe is an outspoken listener?
Well, it is possible that she listened to Monday's episode, but I think it's more likely that she discovered our podcast through the Daily Mail. So it seems like some journalists from the Daily Mail are listening to Outspoken, because they've written quite a few articles based on conversations that we've had on our podcast. So on Tuesday, they wrote an article based on our discussion on Monday's podcast episode, where we revealed that Chloe has lost over 6,000 followers in the last 30 days. And this came after she shared her support for the protests. And in contrast, we spoke about how Abby Chatfield had gained over 16,000 followers after calling out the protest. Now, funnily enough, the Daily Mail also wrote an article based on our comments around Tammy Hembrove's new Bentley and her getting tan and makeup marks on it. Seems like there was a bit of a slow news day.
I had a few friends send this through and I thought it was absolutely hilarious. I did like that the Daily Mail tagged our podcast as well, because it's always a bit of good PR.
I want to say thank you to whoever it is from the Daily Mail that's listening. It made my day actually to say. I mean, you know, it is a questionable publication at times, but, you know, maybe they're looking up in the world if they're starting to report on stuff from the podcast.
Yeah. Well, Amy, what can you please share with us what Chloe's post actually said?
Well, Chloe wrote to articles, gossip pages, podcasts, people, anyone out there to put others down. And in that fact, anyone feeding that, listening to that, engaging in that, I'm here to set a harsh boundary. It's 2021. And if you still participate in feeding on gossip, drama, putting others down, you have an illness. And I'm telling you, it's worse than any virus going around now. Do you really like being so negative and horrible? Does it make you feel that good to put others down? If you're doing this, I really encourage you to be better. Take your power back and become better for your own life instead of putting others down to try to get them on your level. You are so miserable on. I promise you, I used to be judgmental, negative, but that was when I was really unhappy in myself. Now I'm thriving. I don't need to associate in that because I feel good and that brings me down now. If you're still here and you don't want to be better, unfollow me. I don't have time for people that aren't willing to be better. I'm losing followers by the day and I literally am waving them goodbye. The more alignment for me, the better. Only up from here.
So Chloe's partner, Mitch, also shared the post, obviously showing his support and put clapping hands. And he also shared a photo of himself and his son, Artie, and wrote, "Be so positive that negative people unfollow you on Instagram." Gee, I think that's really what's happening here. I think he's hit the absolute nail on the head with that one.
Well, the whole thing is that I feel like a lot of people who still follow Chloe Zepp would have read that, and they probably did go and unfollow her as a consequence, because so many people are just so angry about the misinformation she and her family are putting online during this lockdown.
I think Chloe's response to this criticism from our podcast and also other media outlets was incredibly disappointing. I mean, to be honest though, I wasn't surprised, as this is the default response from basically every influence that we've ever held to account on this podcast. Rather than actually taking the constructive criticism on board, they always instead deem it as bullying, and they just try to push their rhetoric that everyone is miserable and jealous of them.
There's a reason why people are unfollowing them, and it's because of the negative messaging they've been putting out recently.
Yeah, I agree, Amy, and I'm getting really frustrated that influencers think that they are above feedback. If you just look at the name given to them, influencers have a powerful influence on our society, particularly the younger generation. So if you're an influencer, you are not above critique. If you look at Chloe, she currently has a platform of 676,000 followers. This is a massive responsibility and one that she has taken on board in order to enjoy the lifestyle she has been afforded due to her following. I mean, at 22 years old, she has a multi-million dollar property, luxury cars, she has goes on amazing holidays, has designer jewelry, bags and clothes. She's in a very enviable financial position thanks to this large following, and she has also had the opportunity to launch successful businesses based on this inbuilt audience. All of these opportunities have come to her from this social media following. And while I'm not trying to discount the work she has put into cultivating this following and launching her own business, it's pretty fair to say influencing is not a difficult job compared to others. If any of their daily Instagram stories or vlogs are anything to go by, it's a lot of exercising, brunching, and approving other people's ideas.
Yeah, and the thing is, though, you're basically telling your audience who, by following you, have given you this amazing life and these amazing opportunities to go away if you don't agree with their rhetoric on COVID.
The other thing that disturbs me on so many levels is the constant throwing around of this term bullying. I'm sorry, there is no bullying involved if you are holding to account someone's behavior. We are critiquing Chloe Zepp's behavior here. We are not critiquing her as a person or throwing around insults to her.
Because her as a person, I mean, I've always loved following her and Mitch, but I can't stand by and let them put out this misinformation about COVID that is actually affecting the whole world. We can't stand by. I mean, personally, they're probably really nice people, but unfortunately, you can't put this stuff out online.
But that's the thing, to go and have a drink with them down the pub or have a lunch with them, I'm sure that they're lovely people. But when you dig a little bit deeper...
But that's not what we're talking
about. Yeah, exactly. But that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying that it's not bullying to disagree with someone's point of view and the harmful message that they're putting out to followers.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I feel like they've changed a lot in the last year and a half. And it seems like since they've entered this kind of wellness environment that it's radically changed their opinions. And I saw this really great post that Olivia Rogers shared from Claire Bowditch. And she said, choosing not to get vaccinated when you could get vaccinated is not a passive act in the current circumstances. It is in fact an act of deep aggression against Australian culture, artists, small business, and our ability to move forward with our lives. And I could not agree more. I think that's why it's becoming quite personal, because it is a form of aggression and it is putting everyone's lives and livelihoods at risk.
Now, Chloe continued to push medical misinformation on her Instagram stories this week. So on Wednesday, Chloe shared a post saying people who don't rely on pharmaceuticals and work on their health naturally are the healthiest people alive. When did they become the spreaders of disease? When did they become the selfish ones? They put the most time, effort, and resources towards health than anyone else.
Can she just put down her phone and stop Googling this stuff?
Now, she followed this up by sharing an image of two fish bowls, one with dirty water and the other with clean water. It then said, how would you treat a sick fish? Theory one, medicate the fish. Theory two, clean the tank.
Oh, if only it was that easy, hey?
So shortly after these posts, Chloe began to backtrack on her commentary after presumably receiving backlash, saying she wasn't at all trying to put down pharmaceuticals or modern medicine. She wrote, P.S. Modern medicine is amazing and is life-saving. I'm all here for it in certain circumstances. She then went on to say that she was talking about people with unhealthy habits that use pharmaceuticals to get rid of symptoms but don't treat the underlying cause. And then she spoke about her own experience with taking Roaccutane and the pill to treat her acne. She said it was lifestyle, food, and emotions causing her acne, so changing her lifestyle changed the symptoms. Now, I'm sorry, but an infectious disease is slightly different to acne.
Well, she's claiming that she wasn't, like, I feel like she's trying to say that she wasn't talking about COVID and this post was just made about, you know, healing your gut health and all that kind of bullshit. But why would you make it when we're in the middle of a pandemic? Queensland's just gone into lockdown. Sydney is obviously in a long-term lockdown. It's quite clear that she is trying to push a certain agenda, but then as soon as she gets any negative feedback, she quickly retreats and it's like, no, I wasn't saying that. Yeah. It's like, you clearly were.
Exactly. Why would you be posting that sort of stuff during this time? And especially when you're aware that your followers are dropping, there's a reason why.
Yeah, well, it wasn't only Chloe that had a big week. Mitchell Orville's week was quite controversial as well. So on Sunday, Mitch was hit by a car while riding his bike. And Mitch jumped onto his Instagram story to share his experience. He explained how a guy called Brad, who he'd met at the gym 2 weeks ago, was the first on the scene and picked him up with his girlfriend and dropped him home. Now, it was quite ironic because the guy, Brad, he actually followed Mitch on Instagram and he had told his girlfriend earlier that day that he was going to do a 3-kilometer run because he felt very inspired by Mitch, because Mitch has been sharing that he's doing a 3K run every day in 2021 as a part of a New Year's resolution. So in the vlog, Mitch revealed that he and Chloe had been fighting in the car before the accident took place. Mitch said that he didn't want to sit in the car and continue to argue, so he got out and rode home on his bike. I'm confused where the bike was.
Oh, I think it was one of those, you know, those bikes that you can that you can pick up off the side of the road, like those e-bike things. That's what I assumed it was. Okay,
that made more sense. Yeah. He then said the conversation between him and Chloe was left open-ended and it would have been a terrible last conversation to have. Interestingly, after Mitch shared all this, he actually received a lot of backlash over the incident. Amy, can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, so some followers messaged Mitch saying he'd broken lockdown rules for getting into the car with the couple. So at the time, Southeast Queensland had gone into a lockdown and it was against the rules to be with people outside of your household. So what sparked the outrage from followers was the fact that Mitch shared an Instagram story when he was in the car with the couple and they weren't wearing masks in the car. So in Queensland, you can only leave your home for essential purposes. You must be wearing a face mask at all times when you leave the house. So obviously that applies to when you're in the car, unless you are alone in your car or with a member of your household. So these people obviously didn't expect that Mitch was going to be, you know, pop up and be hit by a car.
To be honest, I thought the backlash was a little bit unfair on Mitch because I'm sorry, but this is obviously an emergency situation where someone has been hit by a car. So these people coming to his aid were obviously had his best intentions at heart and were trying to help. I think in these situations, you can forgive them and him for not wearing a mask. Mm. However, I do think it is slightly odd that the first thing they didn't do was call an ambulance because you don't know what sort of internal injuries he may have been suffering from at the time.
See, for me, I think the backlash, while obviously it's not great that Mitch was in an accident and I really do feel for him in that situation, I think it was really irresponsible to just jump into some people's car during the lockdown.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Why would you not call an ambulance? He had a tire mark on his back.
I agree about not calling an ambulance. But I don't think that the first thing you think when someone has been hit by a car, hey, I'm going to whack my mask on, you probably think, fuck, yeah, I better go and help that person.
But it's not so much on him. He was clearly in shock and had a lot of adrenaline running through him. It should have been the people that came to his aid that said, mate, let's just wait for an ambulance because you could be have internal injuries.
Look, at the end of the day, I know the police commissioner here in South Australia said a lot of the rules with the masks are common sense. So I don't think if there was a police officer who was there, I don't think they would have fined any of them because of the situation that they found themselves in.
No, but why couldn't the people in the car have been wearing masks if they picked him up?
My boyfriend was hit by a car, I think it was the start of this year, and he was in shock. Like and it wasn't as bad as what happened to Mitch by the looks of Mitch's, the tire mark on Mitch's back. But he was very insistent that he didn't want to go to the hospital. And that's what, unfortunately, a lot of men do. They're like, no, I'm fine. So he might have insisted to these people, and they're not his family members. They're not going to say, no, we're calling you an ambulance.
Well, what do you guys think in regards, because Mitch also caught backlash because the following day he went to the beach and it seems like it's a bit of a ritual for him. He goes down to the beach like 5, 6am and does some special breathing exercises and meditation. So he was there with a friend. So in Queensland, you are allowed to go on walks with a friend that's outside of your household. However, he was sitting next to him. They were clearly meditating on the beach. And in Queensland, you can take your mask off if you're participating in strenuous exercise. However, like I think just walking around, you actually have to wear a mask. So I would assume that would be the same case with meditating.
I think it's a bit nitpicky, to be honest.
It's a difficult one. I do feel like Chloe Zepp and Mitchell are really under the microscope at the moment and people are just looking for things to be angered about. At the end of the day, I do think that Chloe spreading misinformation on her Instagram page is something to sort of jump up and down with. But I do feel like, I don't know, with Mitch, I don't know if he's actually, like, obviously we need to call out people's behavior if they're doing the wrong thing. But as you said, Sophie, I think there's a bit of nitpicking going
on. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel it's a bit of nitpicking. Obviously, it's not the perfect situation, but they were outside on a beach. I have more of an issue when I see them walking around in shops with no masks on when it's mandatory to enter these shops.
Don't you think people are nitpicking because it's like a culmination of things? Like if it was just, I understand if he was just not wearing a mask on the beach and he looked very emotional in the post that he did share. But my thoughts are, okay, firstly, you've gone to the extent of filming your reaction to this meditation after you've been hit by a car. So you're obviously in the mental space that you can set that up. Why could you then not wear a mask?
I'm assuming
it doesn't really add up to
maybe because of the deep breathing with the meditation. That's the reason why you're not meant to have that. That's the reason why you're allowed to not have a mask on if you're doing lots of exercise. I'm assuming the deep breathing might have been why.
Do it at home then. Sorry, you don't have to do it at the beach. People are meant to be staying home. This is a serious illness that is being spread.
Well, on the other hand, Kate, you've got to think about his mental health here. This guy was hit by a car. Potentially, he's reflecting on the fact that he almost could have died. So maybe for him, going to the beach is really aiding his mental health. I don't know. I think it's all a little bit nitpicky. I completely, 100% really? Agree that the medical misinformation that Chloe Zepp is pushing, but I don't think it's fair to pick on every small little thing that they have ever done. I just think it's getting a little bit too nitpicky here.
Could you just for once not remember every little thing?
Sammy Robinson has finally confirmed her split with long-term boyfriend Nick Wheatley. This is what she had to say on YouTube.
So many things in my life have changed in the last few months. Moved houses, moved offices. We can't even go into the office anymore. My team changed on 1 mile. I went through a breakup, which I don't really want to get into in this video. I don't really want to address it, but it's kind of insane, really. That's sort of why I've been a little MIA on YouTube, to be honest. I have had massive anxiety about getting back on social media and talking about everything. And I've just been hustling with 1 mile and distracting myself with that sort of side of my job. So I've definitely neglected you guys.
What do you guys think caused Sammy to come out and finally speak about this topic? Because she's released quite a few vlogs since the breakup and has stayed quiet on it.
Well, I think that possibly a reason that she's come out and confirmed the split is because of the rumor circulating about her new boyfriend, Jordan Simmy. So if she is in fact going to come out soon and announce that she's officially with this guy, she has got to confirm the split.
Yeah, that could be true because Jordan Simmy has a podcast where he's pretty open and honest about his life. So it's only a matter of time if they are together that he's going to speak about her. And I suppose it looks good if she actually confirms that she has broken up with Nick. I did really feel for her though, because she said she's been feeling really anxious about sharing this news on social media, and he gave a real insight into what it must be like having to share that sort of personal information to a big audience.
Well, yeah, it did really humanize her, and I think it was good that she opened up about feeling that way, because a lot of people do expect to hear a lot of dirt and all the nitty-gritty when people announce a breakup. So I think it was good that she said that she was somewhat nervous about doing so.
Yeah, it's also very respectful to Nick, which I'm sure he'll appreciate. It will be interesting to see if we do hear more on the topic.
Oh my God, T Central over here.
Michaela Tester has revealed she thinks she's pregnant to boyfriend Addis Paul. The OnlyFans star shared the news on her TikTok this week. Sophie, what did Michaela say?
So Michaela explained that she did a pregnancy test and found out she was going to be a mum. So she did 3 tests in total that revealed that she is pregnant. She said she was in complete disbelief over it. So she in fact did another test in the morning and the result was the same. Here's what she said.
How do I even tell you guys this? So last night I did a pregnancy test and found out I was going to be a mother. And I thought, oh no, maybe the test is just faulty. No, they both say pregnant. I still didn't believe it, so I thought, okay, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow morning and I'm gonna do another test and just get fresh pee. It literally says pregnant. I'm gonna be a fucking mom. I'm gonna be a fucking mother. Holy shit. What? The universe is crazy. The universe brings crazy things into my life every day, and this is just crazy. I don't even know how to feel. This has not sunk in, obviously not confirming because I need to go to a doctor, but lockdown.
I find it funny how she has to mention the universe. It seems like a very influencer 2021 thing to say. Michaela then uploaded a second video where she said she was getting so many comments saying her test was negative and that the clear blue test was unreliable. She went on to say that she was really confused and she was now going to go to the doctor to get confirmation. And I don't blame her because I looked at the test and I didn't even think it looked like she was pregnant.
Now, is anyone else a little bit concerned about what Michaela and Addis are going to call this child? I know we did a segment a couple of weeks ago about terrible baby names. And the fact that these two have called their bald cat Ballsack, I don't know, my alarm...
Nutsack.
My alarm bells are ringing of what this name is going to be.
Well, after our segment on Elle Darby's baby and we went through all the names that are banned in Australia, I do feel a little bit better about the fact because I don't think a name like Nutsack would be allowed in Australia.
Now, Addis Paul seemed to be very excited by the news that he was going to become a father. This is what he said.
I just got the sexiest girl in the world pregnant. He took a few more tests to be sure, and all of them say pregnant. I don't know what to do, but this is fucking amazing. I think I've had a little bit too much of these big fat cheeks. But yeah, I don't know what to do now.
I feel like that's a very Addis Paul response to the pregnancy announcement. It was quite funny because an eagle-eyed fan spotted on an Instagram post from 8 weeks ago a comment from Michaela, and she wrote, "How do you like your eggs cooked in the morning, baby?" And he replied, "Yours, fertilized with love heart." Doesn't that just make you feel sick?
That is so gross. So do we think that it's been planned? A planned pregnancy?
Well, I don't follow them that closely, but I did see a few comments saying that Michaela seemed very keen to have a child, which did surprise me. There seemed to also be a lot of questions around why Michaela had chosen to share the news so early in the pregnancy, considering she's not even quite sure if she is pregnant. It did get me thinking, though, because I feel like there's a lot of conversations around the fact that people should announce their pregnancy after 12 weeks. However, it seems like that's getting a little bit outdated now that people are really wanting to normalize conversations around miscarriage. So while I feel weird praising Michaela and Addis, because obviously this is not quite a normal announcement, particularly Addis's response, I do think it's good because creating conversations around how pregnancy announcements should be performed and, you know, maybe it is a good thing that they've come out early and said it.
Well, I think that's all we've got time for today. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have enjoyed today's show, could you please make sure to leave us a 5-star review and make sure you are subscribed on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like to join in the conversations, please head to our Facebook page, which is Outspoken, the podcast community. And what I love is when people join our community, we have a list of questions and it says, "How did you hear about the podcast?" And so many people are saying that they heard about the podcast through friends, which makes me so happy to hear friends recommending it to one another. So if you think your friend would love this podcast, please do us a favor and let them know.
I also love when people share that they're listening to the podcast on their story, if it's on a walk or cooking or whatever they're doing. So please keep that up too.